please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about no refunds. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and doing well. Unlike this fucking creature, yes, there's people here that try to trick you and they try to offer you shit that's not real. Yes, you don't accept imitations? Yeah, like the same Spanish, diga no a la piratería. Yes, you don't accept pirated shit. And yes, this person is stealing womanhood. Yes, you want this? Yeah, this motherfucker looks passable, very passable. At least with me, I would fall for this goon's fucking tricks. Ugh, not a good thing, but hell, this is the world that we live in. That people put one thing and they give you the old switcheroo. Yes, you want to see some more switcheroos? Well, here we go. Yes, friends, here's this place, the most bestest place in the world, Reddit. And we got this abortion. Yeah, this guy or girl, whatever you want to call, you know, did something that he or she can't take back. Sorry, dumbass, no refund. Enjoy. Ooh, buyer's remorse, gotta love it. Anyways, it says,
should I have hopes of ever getting my genitals back?
Nope, nope, you can't. Unless you could talk to a dark lich. Me? Maybe I could resurrect your penis, but no, I don't want to. Next. Yes, it's so fucking stupid. You wanted to become a sexual centibite? And now here's your fucking prize. Enjoy. But anywho, it says,
hi, I'm not a detransitioner.
Then what are you talking about your dick?
I'm a lesbian trans woman. Been so for 4 years now.
Ooh, congratulations, dumbass.
And incredibly proud about it.
Sure, very proud.
But I've had a vaginoplasty about 2 years ago.
So you turned your outie into an innie. How's that working out for you, buddy? Oh, what a dumb fucktard, right? But it is what it is.
Suffice it to say, it was incredibly traumatic.
Well, yeah, you just ripped off your fucking dick and you fucking turned it into a pussy, you retard. But whatever, right?
And I made a mistake.
Oh, so you do regret it, you fucktard. Okay.
I was in a very vulnerable state.
Very vulnerable, and look what happened.
And I got manipulated into it.
Yes, that's what happens. They wanted to get money out of you because that shit's fucking super duper expensive. Now your dick is a fucking pussy. And you sterilized yourself, friend. And now, no more children for you. Or a lot of things you can't do. You can't pee standing up now. Was it fucking worth it, buddy? I think not, but let's continue.
And my nerves were permanently damaged.
Dumbass.
Giving me no sensitivity in my clitoris whatsoever.
Enjoy.
And my vagina lacks sufficient depth.
Oh, so I guess you can't take nigger dick, huh? Too bad, so sad. Better luck next time.
To find any pleasure being penetrated.
Well, yes, you're supposed to be a guy. Men are not supposed to take dick. Unless you're a fag, but even then, assholes are not made for penis. But, this is what we're doing, so enjoy.
Been going to a psychologist and a psychiatrist for a long time.
Yeah, and between both of them, they can't fix your fucking madness, right? Of course, it's not gonna work, but whatever, right?
But it's still quite hard and traumatic.
What a dumb fucktard, but whatever.
I went through several different professionals these past years.
Well, nobody's gonna help you because you're fucking batshit crazy. But this is what you chose, so enjoy.
I do not just want a revision surgery, which I was told by surgeons would not help me.
Yes, what you need is to be in a padded room because you're fucking insane. But whatever, let's continue.
Been thinking about getting my penis back.
Okay, well, good luck with that shit, dumbass.
But phalloplasties are not an option because my nerves were damaged so much It is quite dangerous to operate on tissue that has been already operated on.
Yes, dumbass, no fucking refunds. Enjoy.
Which led me to do some scientific research.
Oh, so we got a fucking scientific fucking train in our hands. Okay. Anyways, let's continue.
And I found some stuff about either transplants and lab-grown penises.
Oh, okay. You think you're going to find a fucking lab-grown cock? Okay. And isn't it supposed to be peni? But no, I looked it up and it's supposed to be the proper term penises or pens. Pen, like P-E-N-E-S, pens. But that's more scientific. Yeah, I think it'll be like peni, like cacti, but apparently not. But anyways, let's continue.
I'm more interested in the latter.
Gee, it'll be like that episode of South Park where they put fucking Mr. Garrison's fucking lab-grown penis on that rat's back. Well, whatever, right?
But it seems to be in quite early stages.
Yes, it's in its infancy, so you're not going to get a baby penis. Too bad.
Because the former will bring long-term complications.
Well, your life is already complicated as it is, so what's a little bit more, right?
Do y'all think I could ever access this surgery?
Oh man, I really hope so. So like that I could have more content and laugh at retards like you. Oh yes.
Where should I look into to be up to date with advancements?
I don't know, you could always ask the fucking tranny clinics, or maybe a Democrat, because they're the ones pushing this degeneracy, so yeah, there you go.
Who can I ask about this subject?
Ask another tranny, or maybe Satan, because I'm sure he's the one that's pushing this fucking degenerate bullshit. But let's continue.
Please tell me I'm not wrong in having hopes.
Oh, yes. The hopium. Yes, keep on drinking that shit. Your penis went gonzo, and that was because of you. You fell for this bullshit. Now your dick is dead and buried. Yes, it's supposed to be buried in a pussy, but no. You turned it into a fucking pussy. Now it's fucking rotting away. Yes. Enjoy. Yes, friends, this is what happens when you start following stupid bullshit. You get buyer's remorse, and then when you want to go back, you can't. Yes, you crossed the Rubicon. The die has been cast. Yes, and this yeah, you just fucked yourself. What can you do now? Nothing. You're so fucked. Yes, and it couldn't happen to a nicer person. So the moral of the story is, don't do stupid shit, because once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick. So enjoy. Yes, friends, so now that we're going in this trajectory, don't fall for this bullshit. They're gonna try to gaslight you and trick you into doing stupid shit you can't take back. And then you're fucked up, and then you're being this guy's fucking situation, and then the only way you could get out is by seppuku! Yes, you shouldn't kill yourself, but hell, when people are put into the brink of extremes, shit happens, right? But don't be one of these, friends. So, yes, let's continue moving forward. So when war does come, we'll be have our swinging dicks and we can use it to stop these freaks. Anyways, I'm starting to ramble on and I gotta go to work. So, yes, you be awesome and goodbye.
You're looking live at downtown Minneapolis, where a protester dressed in a full-body foam hand flipping the bird is somehow outrunning federal agents on what appears to be an oversized office chair with wheels. This has been going on for several blocks now.